Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, we're 1 week in to 49ers training camp. It's in the books. Let's get the latest from Ryan Sakamoto. He's our 49ers insider. Find him on Twitter at BeastRider_ and NinersFans.com. Ryan, how have you been?
I've been great. How have you been? How's your summer going?
It's going good. I'm excited that football is back because baseball is miserable and the Warriors already won, so I need some football in my life.
Yes, absolutely, and there's a reason for optimism in San Francisco here at Levi Stadium, so fans should be really excited about this year.
Okay, so there's so much to talk about, and my first question really is not so much about training camp, but just kind of an overall regime question, and that's, it seems like this new Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch regime is doing all the right things. The draft was awesome. Free agency was awesome. I mean, they're doing small things like inviting players back, historic Niners to come back and watch practice or give speeches. They're redoing Levi Stadium with a bunch of nods to the past. Kyle Shanahan the other day asked fans to get closer to practice. So why is this stuff happening now, you think? I'm going to ask you to speculate a little bit, but why do you think these things are happening now? Was that a Trent Baalke thing that he was not down for all that? What do you think?
I'm not too sure. I don't know what happens behind closed doors, but that could be part of the reason. I believe that Kyle Shanahan wants to go back and bring back a family-oriented vibe that his father, Mike Shanahan, had experienced when he was here. So that's a very, very good culture change. And it's a very positive vibe around here. Like, when I go to work, you can just feel it. You can just feel the positive energy. I really believe that fans should really be excited. That's the bottom line. They should be excited about this year because this new regime that's in place, they're doing all the right things, like you said. And this team will get back on track, and they will be winning again. Now, will it happen this year? Probably not. But give it some time, baby steps, and this team is looking in the right direction.
Talking with Ryan Sakamoto on 97.7 The River. Catch him on Twitter at BeastRider_. Okay, so reason of optimism, that's great. Who knows how many wins they get? I'm not going to ask you to predict something like that. But I did have a question about Brian Hoyer, because so far everybody's saying how great he looks in practice, not only on the field, but in the locker room, and he's kind of really taking the leadership role. So what happens if Brian Hoyer has a career year? How does that change the dynamic for future seasons for the Niners?
They still need a franchise quarterback. One good year is not a good enough sample size for me.
Yeah.
I was the GM to give him a long-term contract or reward him long-term. Now, is he a serviceable backup and borderline starter? Absolutely. But to say that after one season, if he has a good year, that you're not going to go after Kirk Cousins because Brian Hoyer had a good year.
Yeah.
I think that would be a huge mistake and would set this franchise backwards.
So give me one standout on both sides of the ball so far, week one in training camp. One offensive standout, one defensive standout.
Reuben Foster is the guy who everyone's talking about, everyone's hyping up, and he's living up to the hype. He's getting balls, getting his hands on a lot of passes, a lot of balls, getting interceptions, making plays, here and there. So he's really moving well in space. That's one thing that I really, really like about his drills that he was running, is that he moves in space really well. Player on the offensive side, it's really a toss-up. I think Carlos Hyde looking pretty good, but I also like Trent Taylor. Not too many people are talking about him, but Trent Taylor is the guy who I believe is going to be the number one, the primary punt returner on game day week one. But also, he always gets open. He always seems to get open. And he's a player that fans should be excited about. Now, will he win that fifth wide receiver position? I don't think so, just because of the guys who are atop the depth chart in front of him. You got Pierre Garçon. You got players like Marquise Goodwin, Jeremy Curley, Aldrick Robinson. Those four guys are pretty much set atop the depth chart. But Trent Taylor should see some time as that fifth wide receiver. And on third down.
You can catch his Niner coverage on NinerFans.com on Twitter at BeastRider_. Ryan Sakamoto, thanks again for checking in on the Niners with us, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Danny. I appreciate it. You have a great day.